This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts third baseman Bryson Namba. Bryson, let's go back to when you were drafted. How did you hear about it?
Me and my family were watching on the internet, and we just, you know, crowded in my living room and waited for that call, and I got the call in the 11th, expected to be drafted in the 12th, and I told them I would sign.
Did you know it was going to be the Blue Jays?
No, it was either between the Blue Jays or the Braves.
All right, so after you got signed, what's the next step?
Getting ready to live in the mainland, basically. Not used to living in the mainland, always been born and raised in Hawaii, so that was the biggest thing. Baseball was not really a stress, just getting off the island and getting used to it, basically.
What would have been the biggest adjustments for you living in the mainland?
Probably being away from my family and friends, being at a young age. I was only 18 and still, you know, growing as a teenager. That's basically it.
Have you spent the past few winters?
It's cold. Real cold. Not used to it, but something I got to get used to as we move up. It's going to get even colder.
Have you gotten to get back to Hawaii each winter?
Yeah, I have. I go home and enjoy the day off, the break off, and come back and ready to play.
Here you are as the Lugnuts third baseman. When you first started playing baseball, what position did you play?
Third base.
Always catcher. Third base.
Third base and catcher.
Catcher?
Yeah.
Which one did you enjoy more?
Third base.
No chance. Easy answer.
Yeah.
Speaking with Bryson Namba, the Lugnuts third baseman, also known for his power. You just had your first home run of the season a couple of days ago. How'd that feel?
Felt good. I needed it. It was a big one. Been struggling with the bat a little bit, but made some adjustments, and it's been working. My hitting's coming around.
What kind of adjustments?
Basically my hands, getting my hands ready. Just timing stuff. My swing is on point. It's just the timing.
So this past series, first two games of the series you played, two hits in each game, and you feel it's all that timing coming together?
Yeah, it's just my timing and the coldness. Coldness plays a lot. Bat feels like a log in my hand sometimes, so I got to get ready earlier.
So here we are in Fort Wayne, and the sun's finally coming out. The summer's going to warm up for you.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Do you have any expectations for this season?
Just a hit, be one of those leaders on the team, defensively and offensively. Also, in the clubhouse, you know, get my team pumped up for the game, but not being stressed, just have fun.
Did you ever have a coach or a teammate who said something important to you about baseball that stuck with you?
Just have fun.
That's the big thing.
That's the big thing. That's the main thing about baseball. You gotta love it and have fun.
What else did you do? What other sports did you play while growing up in Hawaii?
Football. Football and baseball.
What position did you play in football?
Defensive end, linebacker.
Did you surf too?
A little bit. Longboard. I like to body surf a lot.
You grew up in Pearl City, right near Pearl Harbor. What's it like out there?
It's a pretty big neighborhood. Everybody knows each other. Pearl Harbor, you can see Pearl Harbor right out of my house. Nothing special. Pretty used to it.
Did you grow up rooting for any specific major league team?
Well, not a team. I always followed A-Rod since I was young, so wherever he went is where I went.
Why A-Rod?
Well, I played third base growing up, and he was my idol.
Simple as that. Do you have a favorite baseball memory?
Probably one of my first summers off the island. I played on ABD Bulldogs, and I hit my first walk-off home run. And the experience and the feeling was amazing.
And finally, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
Firefighter.
Really? Why?
My dad's a firefighter, and something I always wanted to do.
Bryson, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.